Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
Welcome, ballers. It's the Week 10 Review Podcast. What a mad weekend of football. I know Stocks is suggesting that college football is fantastic. I have no doubt that it is fantastic. But this weekend, once again, the NFL was drunk and I'm all sorts of down with it. I can't do the podcast on my own, so I've got the old faithful here, Stormo. What's happening, buddy?
Did you just call me old, mate?
I said old faithful.
Oh, okay, I'll let you off. I don't think we're going to get personal on this pod. yeah, mate, I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, bloody knackered. Pulling the curtain behind it all. We're supposed to have Thacker on tonight, but I have no idea what the chuff is going on with this bloody app. And yeah, it wouldn't let him in, so we took 45 minutes to try and sort it out. And now I'm just seething. And it's not Thacker's fault. I don't know what the hell is going on. So
just doesn't want to let him chat to us, I think. It's just been a bit mean, isn't it, really?
So I apologise now. This is probably going to be a very quick run-through of the Week 10 games because I'm tired now.
What's baffling is, like, obviously, we've had issues with Stocks trying to get in, and then we've had issues with Thacker trying to get in last time. But the first time he was on, it was fine. And then tonight, it's just not letting him in at all. So, yeah, we do apologize. But, yeah, I don't know what's going on with the app or phones or whatever it is. It's just been a strange old night. And
it's just been an absolute bell end.
I chatted to you on a link. I chatted to him on a link. But we just couldn't get all three of us in together, which was super strange.
Yeah. Bonkers. Absolute bonkers.
Just like the weekend of football, mate.
Exactly, yeah, well, that's it. Maybe we need a less bonkers thing and it'll all work out fine.
Okay, well, Pitsy, you know what to do. Drop a beat.
Sweet, highlight of the week then, go for it.
Hold on, mate. I feel like we should get this on video. You know, like you do Fast Action Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm going to obviously see your faces and stuff, but I always do like a little, like a rocking out when the highlight of the week song comes on. So it'd be interesting to see the videos, and obviously you do your little tune. So if there was if it was a video of us doing it, people would see that too, and I think it would draw in more people to listen.
Ooh, interesting.
See how cool we are.
You want to get a StreamYard link so that people can watch us do it?
Yeah, because then that way you can watch or you can listen, can't you?
Yeah, fair.
And with these two handsome faces, I think people will listen.
I'd have to download all the links and all the music. I'll have to get Rob to show me how to do it. And
I would say we'd get the ladies in, but just in case our wives listen, which I doubt they will, but yeah, no ladies listen.
Yeah.
Good. You don't want the pod being cancelled.
Well. Not with this face.
Exactly.
Mate, I'm going to let you go first with these highlights of the week this week.
Oh, so you're going to let me go first in my own segment? Well, that's very kind of you, mate. I appreciate that.
It's all right. Well, I feel like you might have one that I'll steal, so I'm going to let you go this time. And
there was a few, obviously. Some great performances, some mental games. But I'm going to go with my mate, Kurt, the dog Cousins. Kurt Chains Cousins. He got sacked a couple of times. Jefferson was fantastic. People slag Cousins off. I think he's probably underappreciated, but he's finally showing what he's worth. And, you know, that contract, he was one of the first ones to get that massive contract. And it was good last season. Season before he settled in. I really liked him at the Redskins. But it's just balling this season. And yes, obviously he gets sacked and he crumbles. But like the just, you know, how he is with Jefferson and how he finds Jefferson and with Thielen as well, building that rapport and stuff. But yeah, the Vikings are just so good to watch. So my highlight this week was Kirk Cousins just balling out for the Vikings and them coming back to beat the Bills.
Sweet. Yeah, well, that's, I mean, part of my highlight is that game in itself. Just, I've already said it, the NFL was drunk and I'm all for it. Like, there was absolutely crazy stuff happening all weekend. The fact that the Bills lost, I think the fact that the Eagles lost in a crazy kind
of... Didn't expect that this morning.
No, exactly. And the way that they lost as well was hilarious too, so...
How did they lose? I've actually not even seen the highlights, so I don't even know how they went down.
Can't remember what... I think Heinicke was going to... He took a knee. They were already winning, but they took a knee and someone hit him and it ended up... I don't know what happened. It was stupid. Whatever it was stupid. They ended up managing to get a defensive score at the end as well, which was funny as well. So.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can't stay unbeaten forever, can you?
No, exactly. I think they needed, actually, did the Eagles, because they were flying too well and they just needed to probably get a little...
Just get drawn back in, back
so they can learn from it.
It's a good thing we don't have any Eagles fans in the league, to be fair. At the beginning, you know, they'd be well brave and loud.
Well, my brother is an Eagles fan, and he's already given me some stick when the Steelers lost to him, so...
Yeah, no, you've got your own back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, take that, dude, take that.
Right, mate, let's get to it. Week 10 is in the books, so what went down? Stomo, who have we got first?
Week 10. I can't believe we're on week 10, man. That's bonkers. That's crazy as it is.
Much. Absolutely nuts.
So we start week 10 with a bonkers thing. I just said bonkers and that's must have just read it. Bonkers battle involves Mark and his rolling with my homies and Stocks and his bye week assassinations. This game was going down to the wires. Both teams had players to play on Monday night and nothing was decided. On Monday night, the final score was 185 to 144 and Mark getting his third win and second on the trot. Wow. Imagine winning with 185.
Yeah. As I say, it was a bonkers game. Like, that was just ridiculous.
Is that the lowest winning total this year?
Yes.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I think everybody else has managed to get over 200 with their win, but to get 185. That 185 is like a normal, like a really good normal score for standard setups, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just a strange game looking at it. Look, Edwards Helaire, God knows what he's even doing in his life. He got zero.
He got two targets, zero receptions, and then that was it.
I don't even know what Deep Washington's first name is.
I want to say DeAndre. Hold on, I've just clicked on it.
Oh, I like that. Good call.
Dwayne Washington. Yeah, of course
He is. So, he scored a big fat zero for Stocksy. Loads under 10. Anderson, Thomas. Even, quite surprisingly, AJ Brown got under 10, didn't he?
He had a fail of a game.
When your kicker's like your third highest scorer, then you know.
Mark had Eno Benham, Benjamin got him 0.6 points.
Joe he's Judy. Now with the Cat?
Yeah. Well, he's just been picked up by Houston.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy, he got one target, no receptions, and then 0 points because he got injured.
He's injured, yeah.
3 points for Dolcici.
Dolcici. Yeah, so Mark's two receivers did well though, didn't they? Scary Terry. Rondell.
Yeah, on his bench, loving Cole Kmet. Can't believe he kept him on the bench after how good he is with
Fields. Anyone Fields throws to, man.
I know, but although he got injured there, didn't he? Kmet, didn't he?
I don't know if he is. He might be. But yeah, Mark's obviously not been listening because we've told Mark to start commit the past 2 weeks, haven't we?
Yeah, but he's still not listened. I'm gonna have to have words. I think there was only six people who had listened to the preview of week 10, which is a bit rude.
Oh, interesting.
I know.
Yeah. You know, people are busy, mate. But yeah, six is half the league-ish.
Yeah, because one of them is me.
And then one of them's me. We're pretty sad that we listen to our own pods.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that just to boost the numbers? Is that just to boost the numbers?
I'd just like to hear what it sounds like in real time.
Yeah, mate. That's what, I'm all for that. I'm all for that. And yeah, strange old game, that. Strange old game.
Yeah, well done, Mark. You managed to scrape another win. That's good for Stocksers and his whatever it is that he's trying to do. I don't even know if he knows.
It's not good for Mark because he wants that first pick, man. And we're getting super close to that cutoff where first round pick is settled before the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Man, if I had seen that, if I was like in last place and had seen that I'd won with 184 points, I would be well upset.
Yeah, I can't believe how bad that game was. It really was. Anyway, the second game of the week was pretty much over at the end of Sunday. Even though while he still had players to play, his Gotham City Rogues were 200 points behind Thacker and his Generals. The final score ended up 318 to 189 points. You see, now when you get 189 points, you expect an absolute spanking like that, not to get the win. So
it would have been more Generals.
Eh? It would have been, yeah. Very true. That'd have been even stupid again.
Yeah. Thacker's on a roll with his 300 point games though as well.
Yeah. Well played, Thacker. Gotham City Rogues have obviously had, I don't know how many wins did they have? They've had four wins, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his little run of, I think obviously Burrow was on his bench because he was on a bye week. So he had to pick up, he had all of his.
Every QB he had was on a bye. He had to scurry to get one.
Either off or on a bye or something like that. Yeah. So, Heineke did 18 points is rubbish, but at least he went out and tried to get a quarterback to play with. So fair play to you, Ollie. Well done. Thank you. Yeah. Thacker's team actually showed up for once, which was good. Connor, 47 points.
And he started Mariota over Wilson, which is brave.
Yeah.
And it was the 33 right call.
Points for Mariota. And how many did Wilson get? 31 points. So, yeah. So he managed to get the win on that one. He should have played Garoppolo instead.
Yeah. Jimmy. But yeah, he's running back all the time.
For next time. Derrick Henry actually was his worst running back with 29 points.
Oh, shame. He's 19 carries and 21 points. I mean, 53 yards.
Yeah, they managed to bottle him up nicely. Did the Broncos D?
Broncos, yeah. Which is weird because they lost their best defender, didn't they? They lost him to the Finns. But
weirdly, like all these team, like Kenny Walker 30 points, Brian Robinson 40 points. Like they were the two highlights for his team. Everyone else was like under 10 points.
Yeah, Ollie's got He's got a couple of decisions to make because obviously Juju went down, Zach Ertz went down. So he's got a couple of tough decisions to make moving forward.
Yeah, well, Pickens is starting to pick up now that Claypool's disappeared from Pittsburgh. Pickens should be starting to get a lot more points. He's got 20 points this week. So something to keep an eye on that way, anyway, especially if his injuries are stacking up.
Yeah, man. Defo. Definitely, but yeah, well done, Thacker, for getting over 300, mate. and for benching Wilson. No, it's an actual compliment. And for benching Wilson, so.
Love it. Right, who's next?
Next up, mate. Dun-dun-dun. Next up, we had second versus third. Simon and his Fresh Princes of IR went up against Dan and his Finn Supers. The score looked close. It was 254 to 270, but the Monday night's game was finished. The final score was 267 to 343 with Simon running away with it.
Yeah, Simon had a few players to play on that Monday night and just dicked all over Dan's team, didn't he?
Yeah, his two best running backs to play, didn't he? So,
yeah. The fact that What was it? Barkley, 59 points. Nice. CMC, 36 points. Even CMC didn't actually have the most touches in the backfield for... who does he play for now? San Fran.
Yeah. Mitchell's back, and Mitchell played well. Mitchell got...
Yeah, he did. He got most carries as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
They'll be... they're quite a deadly duo, to be fair, because when Mitchell's fit, we know what he's like. I think they'll complement each other well.
Exactly.
Yeah, Tua balled it for Dan.
Obviously, he ended up... Simon actually put Wilson and CMC in his team.
Yeah.
So he got 36 points for CMC and then 41 points for... That was crazy. Well, you know, fair play.
Wilson's at Miami now, remember? He went the other way.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, sorry. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. So, yeah, and Wilson got more touches than Mostert. So he seems like he's the number one back at the Dolphins at the
moment. It's weird, is that backfield. That's just as weird as the Niners backfield.
But it's weird because Wilson was behind Mostert at the Niners.
Yeah.
Now it seems that Wilson's overtaken Mostert at the Dolphins. But, you know, when you've got receivers and a QB like Tua, you don't really need your running backs.
No, very true.
Yeah, Tua's on form. The receivers are on form. We saw Lenny go down for Dan, which is, you know, who's Rob's got the youngster, which we'll talk about in a minute. But CeeDee Lamb smashed it. Schultz had a good game. Claypool was crap.
He got knocked out, didn't he?
Obviously now that...
No, not Claypool didn't get caught. Sorry, Carol.
And now that Waller's injured, Dan's obviously still got Foster, Moreau, and he had a decent game as well. But yeah, those running backs at Simons were hard to match.
Yeah, I'm confused about Claypool's journey to the Bears and what they're going to do with him, because obviously Komet seems to be picking up everything from Fields. I just don't know what they're going to do with Claypool. I think he was supposed to be the next target, but they just, we had one reception for 8 yards and that was it.
I think Claypool's going to do the same thing Mooney does and just run around and run routes. That's about it.
And let Fields do the running.
Yeah. And that's about it, I think.
Well, yeah, it's another win for Simon. He needed that. It was good. Right then, Stormo, it is your game. We know this was going to be a high-scoring game with Susie and her Pfizer Chiefs. They put up a good fight with 309 points, but you and your team are firing on all cylinders at the moment and already have 340 points, with players still to play on Monday night as well. The final score ended up 373-309, moving you further up the table, which is nuts.
I needed to beat Susie because we had a high scoring game where I just lost her in the last time we played. So it was good for me. I needed it.
It was your get back game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it helps that Mahomes got 72 points, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, Mahomes smashed it and Herbert didn't really. So I think that's basically the major difference, isn't it, really?
It was quite lucky, though, because obviously you had CPAT and he had 5 carries for 18 yards. That was it.
Got him 14 points.
I'm not sure what was going on to the moment. No.
But yeah, Kamara was pretty chilled as well. And as you've seen that, Susie's now put Kamara on trade. Pollard and Jones pretty much matched each other. Sam Brown and Diggs matched each other. Jefferson went bananas. And
you just got that good 30 points, 40 points on quite a lot of your players, which is how you're racking up so many points. Although, funnily enough, after you had the conversation about your way coup, he got 1 point.
Yeah, he's getting dropped, mate. I've already dropped him for next week. I've had enough.
I thought you said you were supposed to be dropping him last time.
I know, but I forgot. Oh, no, well, I couldn't because my backup was on a bye.
Greg the Leg, he's on bye. So this week you'll be dropping him.
Yeah, Greg the Leg will start in this week.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah,
you just lost Khalil Herbert as well, haven't you? He's gone on to a 4-game IR.
Yes, yeah, Swift's also, he's pushing my patience, so he's next to go.
And Gibson on your bench, he got 32 points. That was
oh,
another...
mate, Gibson, what a trade he was. I should have started him as well.
Yeah. Well, you've got many things to think about this week.
That's the problem. I know I might sound like a pain in the ass because I've got options. Sorry, stuff. I think it's easier not having options.
Woe is me. I've got too many players to choose from.
So, yeah, I prefer the bye weeks when you just have, you can only play one team. Or play DeAndre Washington, whatever his name is. Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Sorry, Stux. Love you, mate.
Dwayne The Rock, Washington.
That's the one. Yeah, so that was retribution on Susie. Take that, yeah. Suze.
Take that, Suze.
Take that, Suze. Cool. Let's finish off with your big battle against Rob. Your strong side Cornbread fell to pieces while Rob's witching hour did the opposite and smashed it. Rob had all his players playing, scoring a massive 350, as Pitsy only had 210 before the Monday night game. The final score was 231 to 350. Wow, that's a proper spanking, that is, isn't it?
Yep. I pulled my pants down, ready for it.
Pretty much grab your ankles, it's getting put in.
Yeah, and Fields did a really good job for me as well. Like, I had to start him over Jackson because Jackson was on a bye.
Yeah.
But now he's giving me a right headache because I really don't know who to play next week because Jackson's only been getting like 30 points the last couple of games and Fields has been getting 70, 60 points. So, I mean, yeah. And logic
what's
tells
worse
me
is
that
they're so similar
in.
As well, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're so
no,
similar.
It's going to be. And both of them are playing a defense that allows
loads of running
quarterbacks to. Yeah, so.
Oh, man, yeah, good luck with that. But, yeah, Rob just pretty much smashed it. And when it made it,
it
even
all
better
started
was...
that Thursday night. Thursday night, he got Foreman with 50 points straight away. And it was like, oh, well, that's it, game done.
And what made it even better, like, you were moaning to me at, like, 5 o'clock on Sunday. I was like, Pitsy, only one team's played, man. What are you moaning about? And you're like,
well, I was right there, wasn't I?
You were, but... It's like, give them a chance. At least let your players have a go.
No, I could tell that my team just weren't up for it. I had a little chat with them beforehand and none of them gave them that sparkle in their eye.
Yeah, well, even if your team were up for it, Rob's team were ready for you, mate.
Yeah, they were absolutely
JT 50, Foreman 50, Jacobs 50. That's pretty much Mark's score with these three running backs.
That's actually more than Stocks got.
Yeah. So, yeah, really, really, really good show up from Rob. Coming to a bit of form and he needed that win as well because I'd just overtaken him. So he's holding on to that into that playoff spot. So go, Rob.
And as three you know, wide receivers just never did anything. Like obviously, Cups, I've just lost him to IR, which is devastating. Debo only got 13 points. Hill scraped to 21 points. And I think my only shining star was Hockenson with 22 points. Oh well, and Fields with 65. So
the obviously because Waddle only got 15 points, and if Hill only got 21 points, who the fuck got all the balls for the Dolphins with their score so high?
Don't know. Was it not the running backs and defense?
Somebody bloody did.
Yeah.
Somebody bloody did, but yeah. Yeah, your defense. I know that was, but that's how it started, wasn't it? It was your defense.
Yeah,
my defense.
Yeah, they were pants that first game.
But to be fair, I would have, you know, the day you didn't play the Seahawks, you lost the game. Had you not played the Seahawks now, you still probably would have lost the game. So,
well, yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
Good game there, Rob.
Just, yeah. Well played,
Rob. Keeping the league interesting.
I think that makes us 1-1 for the season.
Nice. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. I don't. But hey ho.
Come on, mate. It'll be okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to cry now.
You do that. While you do that, I'm going to go. We are the champions, my friend.
Dun, dun, dun. Right.
Cool, sorry. Highest scoring quarterback of the week was Mahomes with 72. Obviously, you talked about Fields for you and Tua for Dan. Barkley 59, JT 51 for Rob, and Foreman 50 for Rob. So he had two of, as we've just spoken about, they had two of them. He probably had three in the top six. Highest scoring wide receiver was Lamb for Dan, 52 points. Jefferson for me, 49 points. And Kirk for Thacker, 41 points. He had a really good game. I was against him in Robin Woodley. I was played Robin. Rob beat me. And I was like, I can pass to anyone but Kirk, man. And just kept getting the ball, kept getting the ball. God damn it. And then tight end, high scoring tight end of the week, Mark. Kmet, 32 points. Kelsey,
on your 30.
But then Higbee did actually score some points this week for Mark, 28 points. So that's not too bad.
Yeah, fair.
High scoring kicker, Joey Sly, free agent. Highest scoring defense. Yeah, 21 points. High scoring defense, Panthers, free agent, 45 points. Titans for Rob, 45 points. And then Bills, 40 points. Okay, the highest scoring non-starters.
Oh, yeah.
Dak for Simon scored 50 points. Gibson for me scored 32 points, running back. Watson for Thacker had a great game for the Packers.
It was an amazing game, yeah.
Yeah, commit for Mark, who just talks about 32 points. Gano for Thacker, 10 points. And the Titans D, who we just mentioned, the second high scoring D, scored 45 points on Rob's bench.
Painful.
Could have
absolutely spanked me even more than.
You could have. That would have been fun. I mean, not really, because you would have got close to me then.
True. Right. Updated league table. We'll start at the bottom. There's two teams on 3 and 6. Funnily enough, they both got a win this week. So Mark is at the bottom, 3 and 6 in 10th place. Then Thacker, 3 and 6 in 9th place. So yeah, they're doing their best to not get their number one overall pick. I don't know what they're doing. In 8th place, Ollie, 4 and 6. One game off 3rd place is Ollie. Because five teams are all on 5 and 5. So Stocks falls out of the playoffs and into 7th position on 5 and 5 with his loss. Susie in 6th place on 5 and 5. Rob in 5th place with his win, 5 and 5. Dan in 4th with 5 and 5 with his loss. Stormo, you're now 5 and 5 in 3rd place with your win.
That's a massive jump, that is.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Mark and Thacker are still, they're only 2 wins away from being in 3rd place after all they've been through this season, it is nuts. And then obviously Ollie is still only 1 win away from, so it's still massively all to play for. And we've got, like, is it 4 games left?
4 games left.
So anything can happen still.
It's so tight, mate. Like, your second place is no longer safe. Sire's probably slightly harder to catch with that extra game. He'll need to completely fall away. But then anywhere else,
he's got a 3-game buffer with 4 games to go.
Yeah.
And he could potentially,
from 3 to 10, there could be massive movements still in the last 4 games.
Yeah.
Shit, man, that's crazy, dude.
Second place, me. I obviously lost, so I'm now 7 and 3. And Simon got his win, so he's 8 and 2.
Sitting at the top of the table. Fantastic.
Yeah, and if you listen to the preview pod for week 11, you'll find out how crazy next week is also going to be for the table. But I'm not going to say anything else because only 6 of you listened to it last week. So you need to do better.
Yeah. Well, Dan, we haven't heard from Dan in a while, so he's still got to catch up a bit.
He needs to catch up. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He'll be with us in a couple of days.
Yeah, fair.
He's done well. I'm not going to knock him. He's done well, Annie. He's done well this year with his.
Well, yeah, to say that he's usually like 50 behind. So, yeah, he's only a couple behind at the moment. He's been catching up nicely.
He's still not put a voice note in so we can hear what he sounds like.
No, he needs to sort that out. Yeah. Dan, come on, mate. Sort yourself out.
And Susie. Come on, Susie. The rest of the group needs to hear what you sound like.
Love it.
Well, that was short and sweet, but
Yeah, mate. Well, it needed to be after it spent like 45 minutes trying to get it together.
We didn't have Thacker yapping at Euro for another half an hour. Love you, mate. Actually, enjoy you having you on the pod.
If we'd have actually started at 10 o'clock and actually had that time to chat, then I'd have been more than happy to elongate this episode.
Exactly.
But as it is, we're done. And we'll move on to the week 11.
Week 11. Well, Pitsy, I'll be seeing you shortly. So until next time.
Until next time. Wrinkly ballers.